United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Save now for later. Invest regularly in better than ever, more valuable than ever United States defense bonds. Sign up for defense bonds on the automatic payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. In a moment, our popular guests. But first, here's conductor Harry Sosnick to lead the Defense Bonds Orchestra in composer Harry Sosnick's distinctive new composition, Helter Skelter, featured on the saxophone, Artie Manners. My pleasure to introduce our guests, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, twin stars of one of radio's oldest and most popular shows, The First Nighter. They appear in an original sketch entitled Collector's Item. For the performance of Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Ned Lefebvre.
For several months now, Ann Cartwright has been the proud owner, proprietor, and hostess of a small, exclusive shop called Ye Olde Book Nook, in spite of the efforts of her husband, Ted, to stop her. It's late afternoon now, and as usual, the shop is jammed with books. No customers, but lots and lots of books.
Ye Olde Book Nook. No, madam, this is not a rental library. We carry rare collections, original manuscripts, and first editions. Goodbye. Oh, good afternoon. May I... Oh, hello, Ted.
Sorry, dear, if I look like a customer.
How should I know what a customer looks like?
Well, now, that sounds encouraging. You ready to give up and say uncle?
Can't you understand that I'm serious about my little shop? Do you think I want to be just a discontented housewife leading a useless life? If you were a woman, you'd understand.
Yeah, well, I'm not, and somehow I doubt if I ever will be. Oh, look, Ann. You had a beautiful highbrow dream of yourself surrounded by first editions and mellow old collectors. Let's face it, honey. You got collectors, all right. Look at that pile of unpaid bills on your desk.
But it was my money I put into this. Won't always be like this. Why, only today I had a customer. A nice old gentleman in a chauffeured limousine with a short white beard.
I can't think when I've seen a limousine with a short white beard. Did he buy any first editions, dear?
Well, no. He tried to sell me one.
Hmm.
But I won't give up. Nothing could make me change my mind. Now, let's have dinner downtown tonight for a change.
The change would be to have dinner at home.
Oh, come in, darling.
I beg your pardon, madam.
What? Oh, good gravy. How do you do, sir?
I'd like to see some first editions.
Some first... Oh, yes, sir.
My name is Thorne. No doubt you've heard of the Thorne collection?
Thorne?
Yes.
No. Oh, yes. Repeatedly. Thorne collection. If you'll just wait a minute, I'll open the safe. I keep the really valuable things in here. Now, let's see. Oh, here. This is a first edition Hawthorne. Would you be...
No. Good day, madam. I'm afraid I'm wasting your time and mine.
Oh, no. Now, please. Here, let me show you. This is my real treasure, a Dickens manuscript, a chapter from Little Dorrit in Dickens' own handwriting.
If it is in his own handwriting?
Well, certainly it is. Mr. Thorne, this is a priceless manuscript.
Possibly. Madam, your phone is ringing.
Oh, it often does. I assure you, this is a collector's item.
Madam, answer your phone. How do you know it isn't an important order?
No, it couldn't. But... Oh, of course. Pardon me, just a moment. Hello? Ye Olde Book Nook?
Ye Olde husband here, dear.
Oh, for heaven. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Boglestein? I'm sorry, but our price is still $10,000.
$10,000 what, honey?
However, if you want both the Dickens and the Hawthorne, we might make a slight... Mr. Thorne, wait! Oh, he's taking Little Dorrit! Mr. Thorne, wait! Oh, what'll I do? Taxi! Taxi! Quick, follow that blue car and don't lose it. Driver, stop here. He went in that next house. Now, wait here for me.
Okay, lady. I hope you know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing every minute. Now then, Mr. Thorne, here's where I make a collector's item out of you.
Hands up! Bang, bang, you're dead!
Oh, put down that squirt gun. Water all over my dress.
You're dead, lady. Fall down.
I'd like to blister your... Wait. Give me that water gun.
Give me back my gun! Ma!
Mr. Thorne, I've come about the Dickens manuscript.
I am not interested in the Dickens manuscript. Now, please don't annoy me.
Now, don't close the door. I realize it was a mistake, just an absent mind. Well, there it is, on your hall table. You probably forgot you even had it. Mr. Thorne, open that door. I'm leaving.
You little fool. You think I'd let you out of here with that? Give me that. Well, I advise you to put down the gun.
Come one step closer and I'll let you have it. And I warn you, if I pull this trigger, you'll have the surprise of your life. Now, open that door.
You realize that you can prove nothing? You have no evidence?
I have my manuscript. That's all I want.
Hey, give me my squirt gun!
Here's your squirt gun, little boy. And thank you very much. All right, driver, get me away from here quick.
Well, hello, dear. I stopped at the shop to pick you up, but it was all dark.
Hey, what are you doing in the kitchen apron?
Uncle.
Huh? Is that a joke?
Apparently, I'm the only one who gets it. Dinner will be a little late, Ted. I had to notify the owner of the building that I'm vacating the shop the first of the month.
What was that again?
And I also had to return some of the first editions and collections to their owners, and the rest of the books I'm sending to the rental library.
But what the dickens?
Oh, I'll keep that. Well, now, don't stand there with your mouth open, dear. And don't you dare say what you're thinking, or I'll hit you.
Suddenly, I am a clam. But look, Ann, now, let's not be hasty about your old book nook. Don't you want to give it a fair trial? Say, try it another year or two?
Let's quit, dear, while you are ahead.
But, darling, don't you want to be a career woman?
Something's burning.
It isn't me.
My roast. My beautiful roast.
But, Ann, did something happen today to... Oh, I'll answer the phone. Hello?
Hello, Ted. This is Thorne.
Oh, well, hello, Parker.
No, not Parker, Thorne.
Well, how are you, Parker?
Okay, I'm fine. Listen, Ted, she held me up with some kid's squirt gun, so I let her get away with it. Did it work out okay?
Yes, fine. Couldn't be better.
Who is it, Ted?
Shh, I can't hear, dear.
What was that, dear? Listen, Ted, what about my check?
Oh, that. Why, I think you can pick George up at the club, Parker. Goodbye, Parker. That was Parker. Nice chap, Parker. A guy you can depend on.
Oh? Well, I hope your friend Parker has recovered from the fright I gave him with my little squirt gun.
Oh, yes. Hey, now, wait a minute.
Come on, lover boy. Dinner's ready. We're dining at home for a change, dear.
That was a fine performance, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule.
Thank you, Ned. We enjoyed doing it. And now, if you'll allow me another minute, I'd like to say just a word about defense bonds.
Certainly, Barbara. Go right ahead.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I happen to be a firm believer in defense bonds because they offer an ideal way to save. There's no safer place for your money, and when the bonds mature, they pay a fine return. You have the privilege, too, of holding on to your maturing Series E bonds for as long as 10 extra years at 3% interest compounded semi-annually.
You're right, Barbara. There's real profit in defense bonds. And it's easy to buy them if you save automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, through the bond-a-month plan where you bank.
Remember, friends, that when you buy bonds, you're taking your place beside the men of our armed forces in the defense of freedom. So, for your country's defense, as well as for your own personal security, I urge you to invest all you can in United States defense bonds.
Good advice, Olin Soule. Thanks again, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, for being with us.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station each week as a public service. May I express our thanks for a fine performance to our stars, Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule, to their supporting players, Joe Forte and Don Bender, and to their director, Louis Grant. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more distinctive music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra. So we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to save systematically with safe, profitable United States defense bonds. They're now even better.